halfway lost 30, and so I don't get to eat like that no more. I miss all them foods, you know. I can only eat bites of that. I can eat a half a slice of pizza now. I can eat a half a burrito, but I come back. As soon as I take a shit, I come back. I have to release and come back and enjoy, you know. Oh, man, because ain't nothing wrong with good eating. We live in America. We take pictures of our food. I ain't never seen that bullshit before. My brother said, man, hold on. Let me get a screenshot of this shit. I said, what? I said, boy, I feel sorry for people in poor countries like Ethiopia or somewhere like that. But they got to take a picture of a bowl of rice. They ain't, you know, hold up. Hold up, Butu. Let me take a picture of this bowl of roaches. Come on, man. We spoiled here. We got pizza with cheese in the crust. Now that's too fat. That's just ridiculous. But it's fantastic, though. It's so good. I mean, you think the crust is done, you turn like, you know what? I got a second meal here. You go to Little Caesar, they got it hot and ready for $5. You ain't got to say nothing to nobody. This is over there, right there, give me five of them. Let me get out of here. You can eat them in the car. They got a pizza wrapped in bacon. That is insane. Why? You need bacon around the pizza. And they said, why not? I said, ain't no reason to argue with that shit. That makes sense. United States, the only country, got a show called My 600 Life, 600 Pound Life, and it's been on for 15 seasons. That's a lot of fat fuckers on one show. How you find that many people weighing 600 damn pounds? Shit, I got up to 550. I didn't even make it. I was trying. I was like, come on, Bobby. You can do it. My buddy said, I can't. I'm going to stop right here. This is my breaking point. 555, that's all I can do. Come on, one more chicken wing. I know the best place to eat. Now, I live in L.A. for a while. L.A. got, you know, it's the best of all worlds, you know? Yeah, for real. When it comes down to food, you know what I'm saying? You can eat horribly wrong for a minute. You can go eat all. They got places like Tommy Pastrami. You get 30 pounds of pastrami on one damn sandwich. You be like, damn, you want cheese on it? Is there room? You can go to Whitman's Fish and get you some fresh fish. You get it fried right there in front of you. Even though that motherfucker be mean, I don't know why black restaurants, hey, always look at you fucked up. Can I help you? I'm like, yeah, smile a little bit. While you cooking my damn food, what you want? I just want some fish. What kind? Give me some catfish. We ain't got no damn catfish. I was like, well, why don't you just tell me what you don't have so I won't say that because it seems like I'm pissing you the fuck off. Black restaurants kill me anyway, man. You got to go call a soul food restaurant. You got to go on the right day to get what you want. They had a whole menu, oxtail, short rib, and fried chicken. But you got to look at the dates. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, give me the short rib. Well, does it look like Thursday? I'm like, I don't know. Well, give me the mac and cheese. Does it look like Sunday? Look, lady, what can I have today? You can have the meatloaf. I don't even want no meatloaf, but you need to get the fuck out of here. That's all we got. And don't try to call your order into a black restaurant. That phone ring forever. Ring, 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 ring. You be sitting there like, God damn, are they closing? It's 11:30 in the morning, what the fuck? Ring, ring. Ring, finally somebody pick up. Hello, is this Made Me Soul Food? Yes, it is. I'd like to make a pickup order. All right, hold on. Go ahead. Give me the cabbage with some oxtail. Give me some rice and gravy with that, some yam. Give me some fried okra. Hold on, man. I don't even work here. Let me see if I can take it. The fuck you answering the phone for? mean, you know, some restaurant, because I love Chinese food, but you call them motherfuckers, you don't know what they saying. You know, you might as well just go in. You're like, don't talk to me. Man, speaking, I am speaking English. I know. What the fuck was that other shit you said? Who the fuck are you talking to, somebody else? And, you know, LA, California, you can get that authentic Mexican food. You know, I love Mexican food. That shit fire. You know, but they be trying to trick you. Be the same food with a different name, you know? Like a burrito tortilla with meat and beans in it. An enchilada tortilla with meat and beans in it. A chimichanga tortilla with meat and beans in it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was like, fuck it, give me three of each. I don't give a shit. And that's the bad thing about, like, Mexican restaurants. They don't even have no restaurant. They be just cooking shit on that little hot grill right out in front of some building. They be right out in front of L.A. Fitness. You come out there. I mean, talking to you, like, senor, what you want? What you want, my man? My man, I got you, man. Come on, what you want? Fuck, give me five of them something, bitch. He ain't got no health, he ain't got no health stick or nothing. You don't give a fuck. He chopping that onion up. You like, got that onion? Mexicans want to hip me to the bacon wrapped hot dog. I never had. Man, I ain't know that existed. They was up there, they gave me a damn hot dog, that motherfucker wrapped in the bacon. I was like, what is this crunch? Yeah, bacon on it. I was like, you motherfucking genius. And when you get a Mexican hot dog, they put all that shit in, onions, tomato, they put all this motherfucking sauce and shit all over. There's so much shit on there. You gotta eat it like you got on some dress clothes. Get that. But it be so corn. Then they do the corn the same way. You're like, goddamn, mayonnaise on corn? Who the fuck ever heard of this? I said, give me four of them, though. Motherfucker have them in a cooler. It be one, the cooler be one side hot, one side cold. He got orange and grape Faygo in that motherfucker. I said, I didn't even know they make Faygo anymore. They the one that told me that you can eat hot sauce on fruit. They put that hot chili on them too. I said, you want that chili? You want watermelon? You want chili? I said, who the fuck tried? Try it, you don't know. Like, shit, this is fire. My tongue burning like a sun, bitch. It's quenching it and burning it at the same time. Yeah, and in authentic Mexican, you can eat it and your stomach be all right, but I fucked up and tried Taco Bell, and that is not authentic Mexican by no means. I know, you should have told me that earlier. I fucked up and got two burrito supreme, and I took a bite of it right at the drive-thru window, and then all of a sudden the countdown came, 5, 4, 3. My stomach said, you better find somewhere. Because I'm about to shit this car up. I had to get out of the car and just shit in the parking lot. Oh my God, that poor homeless guy shit in the parking lot. And that ain't the worst time, though. The worst time, I had ate Taco Bell. I just, fuck, I don't even know why I got it in the airport. But I fucked up and grabbed some. It was the only one open. I was like, fuck it, let me get it. And I went on and got a couple of Rio Supreme, and I was knocking them out, and my plane was about to board, so I got on that bitch. But it was a short flight. I thought I could make it to Las Vegas from L.A. and be okay, you know. But as soon as I sat down and put my seatbelt on, the countdown is done. And that flight from L.A. to Las Vegas about 28 minutes. The pilot came on the intercom. We're about to make our final descent into the Las Vegas area. I'm like, man, we'll be landing about 25 minutes. Can you make it about 15? I'm trying to clutch. I'm trying to keep my ass tight. I'm letting out fart chunks like clack, 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 hoping that would take it away, you know? No, it was hanging in there. And then the pilot come over the intercom, attention in the cabin. There's a plane on the tarmac, and they have a weather system coming in, so we're going to have to fly in a holding pattern. I said, no, you can't do that to me. You're going to be in a holding pattern, but I don't have no holding pattern. I said, fuck it. I said, stewardess, can I get up and go to the bathroom? She said, sir, you had to sit in your seat just in case of the turbulence. Fuck the turbulence. I was knocking shit down. I knocked this baby out of this lady's arm. I'm knocking books and shit. I'm spinning off of old people. And I get to the toilet, and you know, them toilets little shit, you know. And back then, I was wearing 555. And I see why they called it a laboratory, because you got to be a fucking scientist to figure out how I'm going to get all this ass in that little ass car. And my stomach is making more noise. Sound like a ghost came in that bitch. Oh my God, I had to do something. The only idea I came up with is to pull my pants down and aim my ass in the door and let it ricochet out the mirror. But I said, I can't do that. People want to use this restroom and I want to get sued. So I just took off my clothes outside the lavatory. People were so disgusted. Oh my God, I don't want to look at this. He's butt naked and he has the nerve to have a thong on. And it's on crooked. It looked like his booty smiling at me. I said, bitch, them ain't, that's not a thong, that's regular underwear. And I oozed into the bathroom. Good, I was sweating so I could have some lubrication. I slid in that son of a bitch. And I tucked my feet in and I got in that little toilet and I sat down. And I let out one warning fart. It sounded like a couple of ghosts came out. It sounded like I had Luther Vandross in my ass. And then, you know, authentic Mexican, when you shit, it come out just regular, like, blah, 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 blah. Back out, then it have a little music. Dum, 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 dum. That's it. Taco Bell come out like you got a 12 gauge in your ass. Kick out! Kick out! I was like, oh my God, kick out! Oh God, please. And that fire sauce was hitting the tip of my booty ring. I was like, Heavenly Father, please let some of that cool water splash up on my booty hole to give me some relief. Kick out! Kick out! I said, how many shells do I have? I shit so much Taco Bell. The next thing I heard, bing on bing. I said, oh my God, I must have ate the bell. And I thought I had the door secure and closed so none of the smell could get out. But when I came out of that toilet trying to put my clothes on, it was a man dead right by the door. And people just looking at me in astonishment, like, why did you wait till you got on the plane to do such a thing? You knew you ate Taco Bell. We could hear the shotgun shells from the door. You could have shit at the airport. Are you mad at somebody on the plane? Are you a terrorist or something? You sure you're not a terrorist? You have to go around fucking up toilets all over the country? You killed this lady baby up here. Oxygen mask came down and everything. We had to open up the door on the plane. You ain't supposed to do that at 30,000 feet. I hate you. I hate you for real. It's all in my clothes. I can almost taste it.
Pilot come over there, kind of attention and coach. We know this is a non-smoking flight, but you're welcome to light up now. Marijuana, crack cocaine, heroin, whatever the fuck you got. If somebody got a barbecue grill, please cook a rib, get this fucking smell out of here. And you fat bastard who shit in that toilet, sit out on the wing and air the fuck out. I sat out there and ate my last burrito supreme.
I had to stop smoking weed because I had too many food fantasy. I thought it was some genius ass shit when I used to get high. I used to smoke like, you know what they need to do? They need to take a Krispy Kreme donut while it's still hot and inject it with some saucer ice cream. So you got that hot and cold meshing together and you bite it through that sunbitch. I almost got myself pregnant with that one. But I ate like a king at that son of a bitch, though. I would eat and all that fine food. That's when you get fat, with fine food. Now, you know, McDonald's is just throwaway calories, you know. You fuck up there, but, you know, it's the thing about it. I used to go to McDonald's, when, you know, back in the day when that value meal first came out. Me and my cousin used to go, you know, she was a big girl too. And we used to ride out, I had a Ford Pinto. That son of a bitch was raggedy as hell. That son of a bitch, you ever have a car that you turn off and it's still running? Yeah. You turn it off, I gotta turn it off and turn it back on. To turn it off and then take the battery cable off and put it back on. Technically, somebody tried to steal my car today. Man, it ain't going nowhere. How you turn it off, it's still running. I said, don't try to steal it. You regret it, all right? I mean, but it didn't use no gas. I don't know what it ran on. I think it ran on the Holy Spirit. I don't even know. And that son of a bitch would smoke like it smoked like I'm in a war zone. That son of a bitch, some people thought it was on fire with so much smoke on that son of a bitch. And me and my cousin, we go to McDonald's. That's when they first came up with that value meal. You know, she was chunky, I'm chunky too. We drive up in that bus. We pulled up to the intercom. And they came with the intercom. Sir, could you please turn your radio down? We can't hear you. I said, it's not my radio, it's my car. Let me turn it off and on and remove the battery cable. How can we help you? I said, yes, you know, I would like 3 double cheeseburgers and 2 Big Macs, please. Because I'd take the double cheeseburger and I'd take the meat off the double cheeseburger and I'd put them on the Big Mac so it could be an ultimate Big Mac. And I keep the wrappers from the cheeseburger because it had that excess cheese on there. And I don't know what it is about that cheeseburger, the wrapper, man, that motherfucker be dizzy. One time I ate it and I almost choked on the paper. I was like, and I said, I was like, 3 riding fries. And he was like, what's a riding fry? I was like, you don't know what a riding fry is? Well, for those that don't know what a riding fry is, you know how you get your fries with your meal, and you driving home, and you steady eating the fries. And by the time you get to the house, there's no fries left. Now you have no fries to eat with your burger. And I lived like about 20 minutes from my house, so I needed approximately 3 riding fries. And then I ordered my food. She said, would that be all? I said, yes, and give me a small Diet Coke, please. Thank you. And then my cousin, she's a big girl, but she tried to be dainty, you know. I got another order. What you want, cuz? He gonna say, yes, I would like 3 8-piece McNuggets, please. I said, why don't you get a 24? I don't eat like that. I said, all right, I ain't gonna argue with you. And a regular fry and a Diet Sprite with a small water, please. And what kind of, they said, what kind of sauce? Give me a barbecue, a sweet and sour, and one ketchup. So we said, okay, that'll be, back then, it was cheap then, $13.95, drive around to the window. I said, okay, I got to put my battery cable back on, and I got to start my car, and turn it off and start it back, but I'll be around it in about 5 minutes. I put the battery cable on, boom, boom, and some smoke went inside the drive-thru window. Man, I think I almost killed everybody. They came to the window coughing. Here's your order, sir. Thank you for coming to Matt Dallas. And I was about to pull off, and my cousin said, hold on, cuz. Before you pull off, check your bag and make sure your order right. You pull off, they'll get amnesia like you ain't... Like you did order. I said, cuz, you said some real shit right there. So I pulled over and I looked at my bag. I went, double cheeseburger, check. Double cheeseburger, check, check, check. Double cheeseburger, check, check, check. Big Mac, check. Other Big Mac, check, check, check. Ride and fry run, check. Ride and fry two, check. Fries come with the meal, check it in, check. Diet Coke, check. Cuz, my shit here. Check your order. My cousin went to her box and he looking at her like eight, and she got to that last box and there was 6 McNuggets and 2 little nuggets. It wasn't even no meat in it. It was just 2 little crumbs and that shit. And my cousin snapped, hell no. Hell motherfucking no. Fooled around the front. Fooled around the motherfucking front. Fooled around the front. I said, I'm trying. Let me start my car. Put the battery cable back on. Calm the fuck down. Man, we pulled around the front car smoking. I didn't even take the battery cable out. We just got in the car. We're still running. I kicked that motherfucking door open like SWAT. We walked in that something and we was in tandem. We need a manager. We need a manager right now. We need a manager right now. And them little white kids seen these 2 big Negroes standing up there talking. They got scared. They said, Richard, we need you. And Richard came out and he handed that bitch. He had that tie. Hi, I'm Richard, the manager. How can I help you? I'm like, yeah, Richard, my cousin got a problem. Motherfucker, I ordered motherfucker 3 8-piece McNuggets. And one of my box of McNuggets only had 6 in it with 2 little crumb mats in it. It's some bullshit. I need replication right now. I don't even know what the fuck replication is, but you know. And Richard stood back, showed us why he was a manager. We are terribly sorry. And I don't know why you just in order 24, but it's none of my business. My cousin said, I don't eat like that. You heard her, she don't eat like that. We both going in. And then he said, this is what I can do. I'm gonna make you, give you 3 more 8-piece McNuggets, and I'm gonna put them in a 24 box so you can eat when you want to. I'll add a barbecue sauce, a sweet and sour sauce, all in a large container with a ketchup. How would that sound with extra fries? And for you, sir, I'll give you 3 more writing fries and 3 more pieces, 3 more wrappers with cheese, double cheese, and a couple of more double cheeseburgers. How does that sound? Ate like kings. We were so full, we laid at the slide at the playground where the kids were. The kid was mad and they ain't leaving. We were so full, my cousin was like, cuz, that was some good shit. We gotta do that again. Apparently, I ain't having no gas money. The next time we did it, so we had to do the McDonald's in our neighborhood. It didn't end the same. You know what I'm saying? We pulled up. My car was making that noise. The little girl in the car, can you turn that bullshit off? I knew right then we was in a world of trouble. May I help y'all? Get a number 11. Motherfucker, we ain't got no number 11. I've been working here a long time. No, we ain't got no fucking number 11. I said, yes, you do, young lady. I'm so sorry. That's two number fours and a number three. She said, well, say that shit then. I thought you worked here a long time. You getting smart? No, you know, I be scared. You can't get smart with them motherfuckers working in fast food. They put their ass all over your family. They put their dick in your french fries. I was trying to be, they'll fuck your shit up, pee in your soda and shit. So I was trying to be real polite. And what would you want? Three double cheeseburgers, three riding fries. What the fuck is a riding fry? your fat ass just want, you want three extra fries because you're going to eat your regular fries on the way home. How'd you know? And I knew she was a little ignorant too, because he's going to say, what type of dink? I was like, oh shit, what the hell is a dink? I was like, I'm sorry, what was that? What type of dink? I said, oh shit, I'm looking at my cousin like, what's a dink? Shit, I don't know what a dink is. So I tried to be smart. I said, young lady, I didn't even order a kid's meal. So if dink a toy, just don't worry about my dink. Just get my food. She gonna act like she gonna be quiet. This dumb motherfucker don't know what a dink is. So everybody in there knew what a dink is. Dink, motherfucker, dink. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what a dink is. She said, orange, Sprite, Pepsi. You mean you too lazy to put an R in drink? Give me a diet coke. We ain't got no damn diet. We got orange, Sprite, Coke. All right, just give me an orange. I don't want no goddamn trouble. So my cousin, she gonna try to do her same order. Give me three AP McNuggets. And then the little girl said, bitch, why don't you just ask for 24 with your greedy ass? I know you fat. You sound like you fat. Through the intercom. He said, first of all, you ain't gonna call me no bitch. He's like, bitch. He's like, bitch, they going back, bitch. I said, come on, man, my car overheating. Somebody get the last bitch out so we can pull up to the window. We pull up to the window to get our order right. I had to turn my car off, turn it back on, put the battery cable back up. And then we got it to the window, the black puff smoke went in, and then she snapped. The smoke didn't even bother her. She wiped it out of her face. And she gave us our bag, right? And my cousin said, we better check our shit. We opened that bag up. That bitch gave us two salads. My cousin snapped again. Hell no. Nah. Hell motherfucking no. Pull around the front. Pull around the motherfucking front. We went to that motherfucker, kicked in the door. That little girl waiting for us. I'm like, girl, you heard our order. What the fuck you give us two salads for? Because y'all fat ass didn't need no other goddamn salad. I need a manager. I need a manager. She said, bitch, I am the manager. I said, let's get on out of here, cuz this ain't gonna work for us today. And then I said, y'all napkins stink, and we got out of there. I mean, man, happy New Year to you, you know. You can still say that it's still January. You got to be excited about New Year. Some of y'all ain't fucking clapping like you so fucking arrogant. You knew you was going to live, do another fucking year. Fucking cocky son of a bitch. A lot of people died right when it was a countdown, you know. I'm 55. I was counting down, and you see some people like, five. Two. Two. When the ball drop, they drop.
Real, man. You gotta celebrate. If we in 2024, we should have been off this earth a long time ago. Yeah, you gotta celebrate. We got, you know, we had Christmas and all that, and New Year's, and we had Thanksgiving, our big holidays and stuff. You know, and not separating my audience. We black people got another holiday now. We got Juneteenth. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, any of y'all celebrate? Did you celebrate it? What you do? Take off work?
Yeah. But I heard some lady on Instagram pissed. She was pissed. Why does black people need another holiday? What's going on? I think, bitch, just shut up and take the day off. Yeah. I mean, why you bitching about a day off from work? They didn't even want to take Martin Luther King holiday off. I remember Phoenix was mad. Arizona was mad about, we don't want that holiday. I said, you got to be real racist not to take a day off from work. I'm telling you, I'd take off a Ku Klux Klan day. Yeah, LaBelle, where you going? It's Ku Klux Klan Day. I gotta go get my hood out of the cleaner. Shit, you get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich, you got your hood on.
I don't know if that's true. But if it is, I'll be sitting up there in the drive-thru with Polynesian sauce all over my hood.
Because I'm going to keep it real with you, white folks. Black folks don't even know. I don't know really what Juneteenth is. I've heard the story about what it is. What I heard was some unfree slaves had saw some free slaves walking past. And the unfree slaves, of course, they was haters and said, where you niggas going? And the free slave said, us free. And the unfree slave said, when this happened? Here, Thursday? And the unfree slave ran to the door, knocked on the door, master, boy, why you ain't out there picking that goddamn cotton? Sir, I will, sir, but you see them Negroes over there? They say they free. I don't give a fuck. I know who ain't fucking free. Now get your black ass out there picking that cotton. Sir, do you know when we'll be free? And that slave owner was a dirty motherfucker. He said, Juneteenth. He didn't give him a 13th, 14th, he didn't give him a 15th. He said, Juneteenth. Ain't no fucking number. They still picking cotton. It's June 30th. Is it Juneteenth yet?
Damn.
Huh? It's June 13th? Thank you, non-black person who's trying to give you. How the fuck you know it's June 13th? The fuck? All these black people didn't even know that. And you had June 13th. No, you don't know. You up here thinking she trying to sound smart like we gonna believe your ass. Huh? What? Oh my God. Wait, how many drinks have you had? Nah, there's something else in that fucking water cup. I didn't understand nothing you just said. I ain't know what the fuck you just said there. That sounded like a little tequila in your system. Some motherfucking something you been drinking before you got in the building. And you probably, I don't want to fuck with you because you might be a motherfucking witch with that outfit on. I don't want you casting no spell on my ass. I can't stop eating Taco Bell, and I'm shitting at the same time. Leave me alone. I get stupider as the time goes by. If you don't know nothing about me, I'm a dumb motherfucker. I'm not the one you keep talking because I'm very important. This is my fucking show. This ain't your fucking show. Shut the fuck up. I'm telling you right now, I know a holiday that's going to come into the legislation. Not through the legislation yet, but it's going to be a holiday. I'm sure it is. And it's not a racist thing that I'm saying now, because I know we in these little tissue paper filling ass people now. And he's talking about, get the fuck out of here. I remember when you could make jokes about everybody, and then everybody just moved on with their fucking life. I remember before I became medium fat, people had every fat joke in the world. Look at that fat motherfucker right there, big old fat motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. I mean, everything you could say about it. Look at him sweating, it ain't even hot. Look at that ass. Oh, where your neck at, motherfucker? You know, I mean, anything, you know what I'm saying? But now you say anything about honest shit and joking, we're boycotting you, we're canceling you, fuck you. And I ain't never knew that you can videotape somebody doing some bullshit and it's inadmissible evidence. You can put it and you go to court for some shit. Hey, we got a picture of you eating a Snicker bar and you're diabetic. I mean it. Some of these brothers out here done had it. I seen that brother, he was in court and that judge gave him 19 days. That nigga jumped over the fellow. I said, black people too powerful. Well, you can jump, because that fucking judge shit is like about 7 feet up. That some bitch, I said, is this nigga from Krypton? And I mean, and that white lady said, oh shit! That's all she said. She said, did that nigga fly? And he caught her too. She couldn't even. She looked like a Muppet. He pulled her ass. I said, that motherfucker should have been at the combine trying to get in the NBA with that kind of vertical. Your dumb ass sitting in court showing all that vertical strength. He gonna be the shit on the penitentiary basketball team. But I know the legislation, this gonna pass. I know it is. It ain't a racial thing. But I know the new holiday gonna be celebrating the Riverfront Brawl. I know it. I know it. And see, people try to make it a color thing, but I think it was just black people coming together to help a brother who lost his job. That's all I think it was. Because if you ever watch, and I want to give a shout out to the son of a bitch who filmed the son of a bitch. Whoever was filming that need an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Golden Globe. Because they kept the camera still. They got it from the beginning to the motherfucking end. It was some of the best filming I ever seen in my life. I was like, that son of a bitch need an award. If even they need an Image Award too. That motherfuckers are incredible. And I mean, all this started off, I'm putting the bottle back, but I'm sitting there, that motherfucker was sitting up there, he's asleep, he's nodding off, looking at his watch. Shit, I got 2 hours left on this damn job. God damn. I mean, he's nodding off. And motherfucker, Ernest, the bass, Ernest. Yes, Mr. Walter, what is it? Ernest, don't you see that riverboat trying to get in there and park? I didn't notice it. How the fuck you didn't notice a big ass riverboat full of people on it? I'm sorry, what's the problem? You see them some bitches over there with that damn pontoon boat? You gotta tell them some bitches either pull the boat out of the water or put it back on the water so we can park this riverboat. And he seen them motherfuckers over there, them motherfuckers over there playing that guitar, doing that. They all in. Woo, woo. Ernest don't even wanna fuck with her. They got them mothers and shit. He know them some bitches some good old boys and they about to cuss his ass out. But he went over there polite and said, excuse me, sir. Sir, what the fuck is it? Sir, I don't mean to disturb you. I know y'all having a good time over here. But my boss just called down and told me, you need to move your boat out of the water or pull it back on the water, because you see that river boat there full of people? They got to park here, so you're going to have to move out of the way. He said, I don't give a goddamn, you son of a bitch. I'm a taxpayer. I pay my fucking taxes like everybody else, and goddamn it, and I fought two terms in Iraq where I gave you the fucking right to sit on your black ass over there, and then you want to come over here and fuck with me while I'm trying to have a good time with my brothers and shit? You son of a bitch, you better sit your black ass back down in that chair and mind your fucking business. For me and my boys put the boots to you. You understand me? Ernest said, man, I got an hour left on this job, man. I hear you, brother. I understand what you're saying, but you need to move your boat, sir. I don't know what you're putting the boots on, but you ain't gonna put no boots on me. You need to move your boat right now. And I tell you right now, goddammit, you see that boat right there? That's a Mastercraft pontoon boat. I got a Mercury outboard 450 on that son of a bitch. It cuts through that river like goddamn butter, you son of a bitch. It's a prized possession of mine, and I ain't moving my motherfucking boat until I'm goddamn ready. So you better go sit your black ass down. I'm giving you one more goddamn warning, or we gonna put the fucking boots to you. You understand me? I done spent them two turns in Iraq for your uppity black ass to come over here and tell me anything. You got it? Next thing you know, one of the other good old boys heard them arguing. He snapped. He come running off the boat and said, you heard what the fuck he said, you goddamn nigga? And gave him a knee drop to the chin. Ernest went back. He shook that shit off. He shook it off. He was dazed for a minute. Then Ernest did a move I ain't never seen in my life. He took his hat off and do it in the air. I didn't know what that hat meant at first, right? But then I realized that meant this is my last day on the job. Cause Ernest went back over that bitch and he started putting it in work. And he was fucking that boy up. He was fucking his ass up. But good old boys don't think it's a fair fight unless it's 15 on them. good old boy he was talking to said, Bobby Lee, Ronnie Lee, Jerry Lee, hell, Bruce Lee, come on out that goddamn boat. We need some backup over here. He's over here fucking up Buddy Lee. Get him. Next thing you know, they started stomping Ernest. They had him on the ground. They was putting the boots to him. They wasn't really boots. They was Crocs, but they was putting the Crocs to him. They was fucking Ernest up. But unbeknownst to them, that had all, they meant the last day on the job, but it also had another symbol for the National Negro Avengers to assemble. Because every black person in the world came out from land, air, and sea. Yes, a Negro came out of the water. It was a brother swimming. I ain't even know. This motherfucker was swimming in Timberland. I ain't even know they had swim Tims. And that son of a bitch was in shape because he jumped out of that water, kicked off the boots, and went right to the fight. Man, I know I ain't in that kind of shape. If I swam all the way over there, I'd have to lean on something to catch my breath. Come on, Val, we got him over here. I'll be over there in a minute to save me some. Ooh, you see me swim around this motherfucker? And they was beating their ass when when Johnny Lee looked up. He looked up and seen all these niggas around here. He thought he'd been teleported to Wakanda. Them black folks was fucking his ass up. They beat all their ass, dragged the girls off the boat. They was fucking their ass up too. Everybody was getting a prime fuck up. They was fucking their ass. Stole the keys to the boat. They was beating their ass. They was all laying on the ground. And Johnny Lee thought it was over. He thought it was over. And next thing you know, Uncle Earl came out of nowhere looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin. He had glitter and shit behind him with a folded chair. He started fucking motherfuckers up and was already knocked out. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. He was fucking their ass up like Mario Brothers. Clack out, clack out. The poor white girl was in the ambulance getting medical attention. He hit that bitch. Bam! I'm already in the ambulance. Now you need it, bitch. I knew they were gonna tase Uncle Earl. They tased him, but Earl had just lost his job a couple of weeks ago. He fell down with pride. He was smiling when he got electrocuted. Fell down with the chair. He was And next thing you know, finally the melee went over. Johnny Lee limped home with his Crocs, rolled up his leg. They went from Crocs to knee-high socks. He limped all the way home. His brother Ricky Bobby sitting on the porch. His brother Ricky Bobby said, "Goddamn, Johnny Lee. Looked like you had a fucking fight with a bobcat and a gorilla." Johnny Lee said, "Worse." He said, "Worse than a bobcat and gorilla? What could that be?" He said, "Niggas." Ricky Bobby said, "Goddamn niggas did that to your ass. They getting that goddamn F-150, go down there and put the boost to them." "Not today. We already tried that. It was going good, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I didn't know how it was gonna end. I was sitting up there having a good time playing air guitar, and I was jamming, having a jam session with all my boys, and this uppity nigga came over there telling me we had to move our fucking boat. You know my Mastercraft outboard, my pontoon boat with the outboard Mercury 450 that could cut through the river like butter. You know that fucking boat."